Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
The Climate Change Advisory Council is calling on the government to make the legal and regulatory changes needed so customers can easily access their smart meter data to help lower electricity bills and reduce peak electricity demand. This information and an entitlement to access dynamic electricity pricing was legislated for in 2022 but has now been delayed until June next year. Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council, Marie Donnelly, said the delay is disappointing. Well, for more, we're joined on the line by Dara Cassidy of bonkers.ie. And Dara, good evening to you. We've been talking about smart meters for very many years now, and as I say, they're being rolled out across the country. But why the slow uptake, do you think?
Hi, Sarah. I think the uptake is slow because when any new technology is being rolled out, people are just a little bit apprehensive. It's no different to when even 3G, 4G and 5G phone technology was being rolled out. So even if you think of smart TVs, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, people were wondering whether they needed to get them. And now everybody would probably be lost without a smart TV. And I think that is the same with smart meter tariffs. I think at the start as well, maybe some of the smart tariffs weren't the best of value. Mm. But that has changed over the past year. There's much better options out there for people with the smart meter. And particularly, Sarah, if you have, you know, an EV, an electric vehicle, and you move to an EV smart plan, you could save yourself a huge amount of money. But also as well, just quickly, the rollout of smart meters isn't even fully finished. It's due to end this year. So there are still a few people, about maybe 10% of the population, that hasn't even gotten a smart meter installed. A lot of people will only have had it a few months or maybe a year. So it's just taking time, I think, for the public to embrace us and to get used to us. But I do think that smart meters are ultimately good. I know there's a bit of, I suppose you kind of have your conspiracy theories around us and people are afraid they'll be charged more, but ultimately I do think this is good for people's bills.
Yeah, because I think there were reports, weren't they, that depending on how you use them, you would end up paying more.
Potentially, particularly if you signed up to the wrong smart tariff, because with a smart tariff, well, with most of them, you'll be charged different prices for your electricity at different times of the day or night. So some will charge you a peak rate between 5 and 7, and others will charge you a really, really low rate if you want to charge an EV at nighttime. And some even offer you the opportunity of free electricity. But really, it's important that you know how and when you're using your electricity in order to make sure that you don't sign up for the wrong smart tariff. And I think that's where maybe there has been a little bit of hesitancy from people. Yeah. Because they obviously don't want to switch and end up paying more. But, you know, there
are
some...
Sorry to interrupt you, but is that part of the problem here that we can't get access to that data at the moment, that data is not available?
Well, we can, Sarah. I'm a bit kind of unsure of what the Climate Change Council actually meant, to be honest. And I wouldn't be as negative as them. They're saying that people don't have access to their smart meter data. They do through their ESB Networks account. So anyone at the moment who has a smart meter, and this will be around 80 to 90% of your, you know, your listeners, 80 to 90% of the population, can set up an account on ESB Networks. It's quick, it's easy. It only takes a few seconds. You'll need your MPR though, which is on a recent electricity bill, in order to complete the registration process. But once you do that, you can see your smart meter data pretty quickly and pretty easily.
Okay. And if you see, Dara, if you see then that you use a lot of electricity between 5 and 7 in the evening, for example, when everyone's home and there's a lot of activity in the house, does that mean a smart meter is not for you?
Well, no, not really, because what you can do now, and just I'll explain it quickly, is when you go onto your ESB Networks account, you can download a file called 30-minute readings in KW, okay? I know it's not the most easy of names to remember, yeah. But it's the first file that's there, okay? So you go in, you download that file. We now have a process and a feature in place on bonkers.ie where when you are comparing prices, you can choose to upload this file and we will match you with the best deals based on when and how you're exactly using your electricity. Okay. So there's no fear that you're going to be signed up or transferred over to the wrong plan. And actually the Climate Change Council, again, they did make a little bit of a mistake because they were saying that no price comparison site offers this service. And that was true up until around 2 or 3 weeks ago, but we've now made that change.
Okay, so they may not have seen that press release, if you had a press release out of it. Can I ask you very finally, because I actually considered signing signing up to a smart meter myself a couple of months ago when I was looking to change, and I was told towards the end of the phone call, if I did this, I couldn't change back to a normal tariff.
Yes, that is true. Now, there are options at the moment that you can sign up to a smart tariff, which just actually charges you the exact same rate for 24 hours, because some people are obviously a little bit afraid to change to a plan that will charge them different prices at different times. But there are some smart tariffs, so if you sign up to them, it's the same 24-hour rate that you'll be used to at the moment.
Why can't you change back, though? It just makes me feel a little uneasy, you know?
Yeah, it's just because the meter has been configured. That's how it works.
Okay.
The meter configuration has worked. But it seems a little bit maybe a bit of a moot point, because, as I said, that's just how the meter has been configured at a wider level. You can still choose to sign up for a plan that charges you the same rate for electricity, but the only difference being it will be smart, Sarah, in the sense that you'll get lots of information and insight into how and when you're using your electricity. You just won't be charged different prices at different times.
But you can
then choose to do that next year when you're a little bit more comfortable with the smart meter and a smart tariff.
That all makes sense to me, Dara. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Dara Casti at bonkers.ie.